Blog Talk Radio.
Own your life.
What's up? I'm Tito Ortiz.
This is Rob Van Dam.
Hi, this is Mark Merrill.
Hi, my name is Ray Lloyd, Glacier in World Championship Wrestling.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, and I just want to say that DDP's yoga pretty much changed my life.
I was 37 years old, and basically I was just taking a pass on everything and letting life pass me by.
You gotta get your hands.
Diamond Cutter. Take it back. Bring your arms out to a T. Clench your fist. Hulk it up. Woo!
Cause it's time. It's your time.
I feel better now at 40 than I ever have my entire life. And that's not just a cliche, it's the truth. So thank you.
I am stronger now. I'm going to be 52 years old. I'm stronger now than I've ever been in my entire life. Absolutely incredible.
DDP Yoga changed my life.
And it will change yours.
DDP Yoga. It ain't your mama's yoga.
Ah! High five.
Wednesday, May 2nd, 9 o'clock Eastern. This is Sparky. I'm with Robert. You are listening to one of the greatest internet fitness, health, better you, motivational, inspirational, woo! Radio shows on the planet. What's up, Robert?
Wow, that was an inspired intro, man. I got to give you that one.
I almost got to shuffle in my chair, you know. I got my legs going back and forth. I almost picked it up, got out of the chair, and started doing the flare shuffle. But
I'm glad you didn't, because you'd be out of wind for the entire show, and it would just go downhill.
Yeah, things tend to happen when I get too animated, and the show just completely loses. We're already at a deficit when I have to kick off the show, when it's a community show. But that's okay, because we've got everybody here. Like Dave and Jay, and I see Jersey Wolf out there.
Yeah.
What's up, guys? So as long as they're hanging in there, we're doing pretty good.
Yeah, we've already got our first caller. Looks like we've got our first caller on hold already.
Oh, what the hell? Let's go ahead and talk to him.
Sure is.
Okay, you got Sparky and Robert. Who we got?
Hey, it's Jersey Wolf. How you doing?
Doing good, brother. Hey. How you doing?
Pretty good. I'm glad I'm the first one calling because I have big news. Well, I was telling Sparky about this earlier today, but all my life I've always had weak ankles, and I would walk down the street almost every day, and my ankle would turn and I'd fall flat on my face. Especially if there's a pretty girl around or someone's looking at me, boom,
I'd fall.
But that
happens to everybody, though, right?
Yeah, well, my friends have given me the nickname of a ninja roll because as soon as I fall down, I roll over, I jump right back up, and keep on walking like nothing happened.
It's kind of anti-ninja, but that's okay.
Yeah, but it looks pretty cool, I guess. But that has actually ceased to happen because of DDP yoga. I haven't fallen in the last, I would say, about 6 months.
Nice.
Yeah, it's wonderful. I'm not tearing pants anymore when I fall down, and that's all because of that that launching pad where you stick one foot up and you forgot what's called. Is it Warrior 3?
Yeah, you got the warriors, you got the lunges, you got launching pad, you got everything that's focusing the weight above the ankle, and actually any of the moves, Jersey, where you're doing, you know, an offset stance with your leg, especially
mm-hmm.
for body move, you're moving on two planes. Those are just hitting everything. You're stabilizing muscles in your knees, strengthening your legs and your ankles. That's awesome, though.
Yeah, I'm very excited
you,
about
bro.
That. Plus, I'm not. I don't have like I don't have scars on my fingers anymore and scabs or anything like that. It's great. My face is protected, you know, because I'm walking now instead of crawling. And my next news is that I went down to 197, then I went back up to 202, and I was following what the radio was telling me is put a post-it wherever I am, and I put a post-it of what's more important to me, my family or my food. And that actually helped me eat better and less, and now I'm back down to 196.
That's fantastic, nice. Right, man. Robert and I were just talking about, you know, some of the things that we might want to talk about tonight, and you brought up a good point. We were saying, what's keeping you from being the real you, you know? And you kind of figured it out, you know?
Balance.
What was more important? Your food?
That too.
Or working out? And your family?
Well, working on my family is like my longevity is the most important to me. Is you know, I look at my little son and I'm like, I don't want him to see his dad die from a heart attack or I have asthma and I know the weight causes more asthma issues, and I don't want him having to come visit me in the ER. I want him to. Oh, feel secure with that. I'm gonna be around, and I want my wife to feel pretty safe that I'm still bringing home the money, and basically, like asthma has run in my family for the longest time, and I felt with everything that I've done in the past, like it never my asthma never got better, but with DDP yoga, even my asthma has gotten better, which is could be. Contributed to living a dairy-free, gluten-free lifestyle.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, let me ask you about that. I'm not real familiar with asthma, other than I know, like, your air passages get inflamed at some point, which makes it pretty damn hard to breathe, right?
Yes.
So, the key word, inflammation, right?
Yes, which actually I did some reading on that. A lot of asthmatics are actually allergic to dairy products. And that's what causes the inflammation in their lungs, and the mucus, and now since I'm dairy free, that has reduced dramatically.
Well, and you're walking proof right now, right?
Yes, sir.
So you figured out what was keeping you from being the you that you want to be. So what do you need to do? Like, you know what's amazing? If we could all be, you know, if I could be the me that I want to be, it'd be unbelievably unstoppable to see what I could do. So I need to figure that out to get me to that spot. So what's next for you, man? How are you going to be the you that you see yourself being?
Basically, accepting every challenge that's put in a war zone or what Doug Steffen has given me. Before I called in tonight, I did that 10 second push-up a day challenge.
Nice.
And I felt the more I stepped up, the more people throw out challenges to me, the more I could step up myself. And the more I push myself to be the best me.
Every little bit you push yourself, that's a little bit more that you can push yourself next time.
Exactly. So, yeah, I just wanted to call and give you guys my update and to tell you how wonderful it is not to be on my face anymore when I'm walking down the street.
Now, I love how nonchalant you are about all that. It just cracked me up.
Why?
This move in my head. I can picture you being your own highlight reel.
Yeah, well, it's kind of, if you saw me before, it was like watching a blooper reel, because my friends would always say, oh, there goes Eric again, he's doing his ninja roll.
And so does your wife have a role of Jersey's Funniest Home Videos?
Oh, no, but I'm sure she wishes she had her camera handy. I actually remember in the early days, I remember walking to class at West Virginia State University, and I remember seeing
Let's get this straight, because that was a total debacle for a Mountaineer.
Yes, I know. Well, here's the story.
That is West Virginia
University.
For all the folk out there who are wondering what Jersey was trying to say.
Is Jersey being nervous on the phone that kind of got him to mess with that up? I'm sorry, Sparky.
Well, let it go this time.
Yeah, we can recover with this. Let's go!
Mountaineers!
Okay, there you go.
Oh, I would.
Your alumnus status has come back.
All right, thank you. Well, anyway, my story was I was walking down the street and I see this really pretty girl and I'm looking at her, she's looking at me, and I step off the curb and you remember those roads are kind of like cobblestone. I step off the curb and I fall flat on my face because my ankle turned, and I just get up and I just look down the ground and I keep on walking right past her. I didn't even look back. And with DDP yoga, I can certainly try to dismiss situations like that. Well, now since I'm married, I don't have to worry about that. But, like, if I'm
around
a coworker...
You only think that because your wife's listening. I get it.
She's in the other room. but if I'm walking with a coworker or my boss and I'm talking to them professionally, I don't have to look like a fool on my face and doing my little role.
Nice.
So, thank you, DDP Yoga, and thank you, Robert and Sparky, for guiding me more, for giving me that encouragement.
Yeah, that's too cool, bro. I mean, the awesome thing now is people know you by name. You're all over Twitter. You're all over the site. So, you know, it's not us inspiring you now, man. You're inspiring everybody else.
Yeah, that's the way it works.
Well, I was trying to pay it forward, and actually I had somebody say, Eric Phillips, is this Jersey Wolf? And I was like, yeah, in the flesh. Hey, how you doing? So it's nice to help others as well as others have helped me.
Sweet.
So anyway, I will let you guys go, but thank you for having me on, and I'll talk to you guys later.
All right,
thanks a lot, bro.
All right, take care.
We've got another caller on hold. Before we go to that, I want to go to our special guest. Ray Lloyd is with us.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up, brother?
Oh, man, doing good. Always doing good. How you guys doing?
Hanging in there, man.
Definitely hanging in there.
Very good.
Happy today's my Friday.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that's twice you've mentioned that, man.
Sitting outside my little neighborhood cafe, and there's cars going by, so if it gets too loud, let me know. I'll walk away from over here. But I haven't been on a while, so it's good to be back.
Yeah, man. So give us a quick update, man. What are you doing with your workouts and what you've been up to?
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, a funny story. I actually started back doing my circuit kind of like weight workouts, and I was really hitting it kind of hard. And so I took about 2 weeks off from DDP yoga. And, yeah, of course, I don't want Paige to hear that.
And
I can honestly tell you, I had to literally like a couple of days ago, I had to, of course, I was looking to start back anyway, but I started back like a couple of days even earlier than I thought because, honestly, I mean, my body just hurt so bad. My knees and my left hip and everything. And I was like, well, the only thing I can attribute this to is not doing, you know, basic workout because that's the only thing I stopped doing. And, you know, so I got up this morning. I did the wake up workout, you know, and then, and I'm really trying to get back into kind of like ring shape because I turned 48 next Sunday and I kind of had this idea that I want to make this kind of mad dash between 48 and 50 to really, really kind of have like a really good run as far as, you know, still getting out there wrestling some. And I just thought, okay. So I started, you know, doing the circuit training. I started doing this 20-minute jump rope routine this afternoon. But you know, once again, even when I head on tonight, I'm going to, you know, do a little bit of DDP yoga before I go to bed just to, because I know my body needs it. So I definitely am not going to be taking the 2 weeks off, you know, anytime in the near future there because it really, I could tell that big of a difference in 2 weeks. I really could.
I'll tell you what, man, after as long as I've been doing it, 2 days bothers me. I can't, I have to do it.
It was amazing. I mean, it really didn't affect me until about a week. And then like out of nowhere, like, you know, just like my left hip started hurting, my knees started hurting. And I was just like, oh man. And the funny thing is like, I find myself like, you know, just doing certain positions just to kind of alleviate that pain. You know,
yeah.
And I was just like, all right, you know, my body's telling me something here. So,
but
I'll tell you what, you know, and I'm still really, really pushing my video blog, dreamsintheRing.com, which is designed for anybody that's interested in the wrestling business, which is mainly for people who are active in the wrestling business, trying to, you know, move up the ladder as far as name recognition or you know, managing their own business, which is basically themselves in the wrestling business. You know, I'm still pushing that a lot, and that's something that I'm very passionate about. And once again, it's dreamsintheRing.com if anybody wants to check it out or pass it along to anybody else. But it's also for the wrestling fan too, you know, to check out. But I can tell you honestly, one of the things that just happened to me this afternoon that is absolutely, it's a sign of the times, is back in 04 when I was wrestling, when I was actually working for Disney doing the Indiana Jones stunt show, I tore my ACL really bad. And I will say Disney has been great about everything. I mean, I ended up having complete reconstructive surgery of my knee. They paid for everything. I've never paid a penny from since 04. And they go once every 6 months to my doctor, who is like the coolest orthopedic surgeon in the world. She's amazing. You know, they'll pay for everything. So anyway, I had a knee brace, a really, really great knee brace made by the company DonJoy. And it was custom made. They had it originally back in it was like January of 2005. They actually did a cast, you know, my leg to make you know, the knee brace, you know, specifically to my measurements of my leg. And anybody that's seen me wrestle over the last 7 years has seen me wearing that brace. I mean, it's just I don't get in the ring without it. And so, you know, about a month or so ago, my brace was, you know, was kind of looking the worst for wear after about 7 years of beating the fool out of it. And so Disney, you know, offered to give me, you know, a new brace. You know, have a new one custom made and everything like that, which was awesome.
That's
so
awesome.
It's like I said, I can say nothing but good things about them. But and of course, it didn't cost me a penny. But which is the best part of the deal. But,
yeah, I was gonna say that makes it even better.
This afternoon, I went to pick up my new brace, and I got fitted the other. We and it looks amazing. And I tell you what, it's a pretty cool experience when you know when they bring it in, and you know this, you look at it as something that, you know, easily a couple of grand. Yeah, you know, for them to do, and it's custom made just for your leg. Nobody else. Yeah, you know? And it's actually, believe it or not, it's actually in the coolest looking glacier blue color you can imagine.
Oh, nice.
It was kind of handpicked. Yeah, but here's my whole point of that story: is I'm looking at the brace and thinking, I guess some improvements since, you know, the one that you had back in 05. And I'm looking at it, and at the top of the brace, and this is for my right leg. So if you can kind of picture this, my old brace, it just kind of the bars went on the inside, outside of the leg, and they had a crossbar on the top of my thigh. Well, the new one has still lined up braces that go up the left and right side, but about halfway up the left part of the thigh, it actually veers over, and they've cut out like that part, you know, that was on the left side of the thigh, the upper thigh. And I asked the guy, I said, yeah, that's kind of a cool design. I said, it's kind of aerodynamic. I said, why did they do that? And his answer, like, shocked me. He said, they were getting so many complaints from people who were wearing knee braces that were obese, that their left leg was rubbing, or their other leg was rubbing against that brace because it went too far up the inside of the other leg.
Wow.
I was like, you got to be kidding me. That's why they adjusted it, because there were too many obese people whose other leg was rubbing against the brace. And he goes, yeah, that's the world we live in. And I just thought, I remember thinking, man, wow. I mean, that is such a prime example of the epidemic that we're dealing with, which is total, you know, not just overweight, but obese, you know, and I'm so happy, you know, to see that over the last, you know, especially the last few months, how much, you know, Paige's workout is really, really, you know, starting to get some mainstream exposure. I was down in Miami for WrestleMania weekend, and it was just amazing to see how many people came up to talk to him about it, and you know, Paige, I mean, he was pitching every old school veteran wrestler on it.
Oh yeah.
And and it's a shame that some of them just they can't get out of that way of thinking, you know. And I found talking to a couple old school wrestlers, and they were kind of shaking their heads, and I'm looking at them going, unfortunately, I think Paige is wasting his breath, you know, because they just won't get out of that old way of thinking, you know. And but thank goodness a lot of people will, you know, and they're open to new things, and you know, it's just. I always tell people, you know, if you're a critic of a workout or if you don't want to give it a try, just go and try to find something wrong with it. Just go and try to find something wrong with it, and then come back to me and let me know what you find.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Nobody can. Yeah, nobody can.
Yes.
For good reason. Yeah.
you have so much good stuff there, but one of the things that I thought you said, Ray, that was kind of scary is, like, you know, hitting on the obesity factor in America right now. I heard a stat the other day. They're doing a blood drive at work, and they were coming in and talking about how many people need blood and the shortages of blood. And, like, they gave the normal statistics, and then they threw a new one out, and they said, you know, for the first time in our generation, the one that's right behind us is actually expected to live less years.
Right.
And it's downgraded like 5 years or something like that than the generation before them, just because they're so out of shape. You know, kids are, childhood diabetes, childhood obesity, everything is so on the rise that they're starting to bring life expectancy down. It's scary, actually.
Right. And that was one of the things that I remember reading just recently too, is that this is the first generation to where, you know, the parents may actually have to, may outlive the children because of the obesity factor just being so out of control with, you know, with juvenile obesity, you know, and it's just, I mean, that's shocking. It should never, ever be an issue, you know?
No, definitely not. That's crazy.
But yeah, you know, I mean, I think that, being that, you know, I watched Paige's thing the other day with you know, we had the guy, the MMA guys, you know, which I thought was really, really great, because obviously the MMA world is really embracing this, which doesn't surprise me at all, because those guys are looking for, you know, something as far as active recovery, and this is perfect. Mm-hmm. Because the thing about DDT yoga is that, you know, if you do, especially like any of the stuff where you're standing up, I mean, honestly, for the most part, it feels good. You know, I mean, like, after I got through jumping rope today, I was actually going through some of the movements, and this high school kid literally, like, was, like, looking at me. And I was like, I just kind of sit there, like, what? And he said, no, that stuff looks really cool, what you're doing. I was doing kind of like diamond cutter, and I was kind of going in to Hulk it up, and I wasn't, like, you know, making the Hulk noise or anything, you know,
Oh, you should have, man.
Yeah, and I know I should have. I really should have. But you know, I was going through the motions, and I was just thinking, it does. I mean, this stuff does look cool, but it does feel so good. I mean, it's just it's instant pain relief for me. You know, I don't care where I am. You know, I can do, you know, a few of the movements, and it's just instant pain relief. And you know, and to me, I can't put a price on that. I really can't.
Yeah.
You know.
No, that's tough to do. I think. We actually got a couple callers on hold, Ray, if you fill up for a question or two.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, and before you came on, we were kind of talking about if you could be the you really want to be and how you get there. So who do we have on the line? Let us know who you are.
Let me see.
Hello?
Oh, okay, yeah, the first one is from the 724 area code. It disappeared off my screen for a second.
724, hey, that's Pittsburgh.
Oh, wow, I love Pittsburgh.
Yeah, they're
okay,
somewhere.
Yeah. Okay, that one dropped off. Okay, let's go to 413.
Hey, what's up, guys? Officer X here.
Hey, brother.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, good to see you. Good to hear you, man.
Good show tonight. Good show. Thanks for calling in, Glacier. It's always good to hear you. I'll tell you, I was talking to TDP the other day, and I was telling him, a guy at work challenged me to do the insanity workout. I made it 10 days. I could hardly move. I banged my hip up so bad.
Ooh.
I'm telling you, I went to the masseuse for an hour and a half the other day, and nothing worked. I did that back in hip opener for 3 days. I feel like a new guy again. Yeah. See, I'll tell you what, though. My body's beat up. I teach the police academy. I do all my other stuff, and I just can't get away from it. Every time I get away from DDP yoga for a week or two and try something else, I get the same result, beat up, stiff, and sore.
Yeah. It's funny, when Ray was here earlier, Ray, when you were saying about how you stopped for a week, it's been maybe about a week, 10 days or so since I did my last workout, and I could tell, like, my hamstring is tight just walking now.
It's amazing. And, you know, and the funny thing was, like, I was just talking to one of my best buddies here in Orlando. He used to be my agent down there, and he still runs a talent agency, was a high school and college amateur wrestler. And so his knees have kind of been taking a beating. And he actually went and did the P90X workout with his girlfriend yesterday. And he went to we have a really great clubhouse right here in our neighborhood. It's just an awesome, awesome setup. It's a nice exercise room and everything. And I ran into him today, and I was like, he goes, you know, he goes, man, we were doing this one move where, you know, we were kind of like, almost like cross-country skiing, like jumping to the left, jumping to the right. And he said, my knees hurt so bad today from that. I said, that's just because, you know, you're beating them up, man. I mean, you're jumping and you're putting all that weight on your one knee, and you're jumping and putting all the transfer. And I said, you know, it doesn't take a rocket science to figure that out. That's not good for your knees, especially if your knees aren't in the best, you know, condition. And,
absolutely.
But it was such a perfect example of, like, and I'm not fully knocking any of those workouts. I mean, I'm sure they all have their good points, but I mean, if you're someone who has any kind of joint problem, whether it's a knee or ankle or hip, which it seems like almost everybody does, you know, to some degree, I mean, this is the workout that's not only is it not going to aggravate that, it's going to actually make that better.
I don't care what you do. If you've been active in fitness for 20 years, and whether it's running, wrestling, boxing, lifting weights, really training hard, your body's beat up. There's no There's no two ways about it. The only thing I've seen, I mean, is this stuff. It's the only thing I've seen where you can increase your flexibility, rehab yourself while increasing your cardio capacity. Can't say.
Yeah.
You're not going to find it anywhere else. It doesn't exist.
And that's what I just said it earlier. That's what I tell people. I challenge people all the time. When the guys go, and they kind of like blow it off, I said, all right, here's my challenge to you. Go find something wrong with it. Find something wrong with it and come back and tell me. And I have not had one person come back to me because they can't. And when they look at the workout, and especially if I get them to do it, there's nothing they can say that's wrong with that workout. Nothing. You know,
the heart rate monitor, you got it. That's the whole key to it. Once you mount you're all set.
I actually wear my watch, my heart rate monitor watch. I wear it as, like, I get it on right now. You know, I'm sitting here in khaki shorts and a polo shirt, and one of my buddies asked me the other day, he goes, hey, man, what's up with that watch? I said, believe it or not, like, it's my heart rate monitor watch. And he goes, from your workouts? I go, yeah. He goes, that's a pretty cool looking watch. So I wear it out now just for the heck of it.
No, but I'll tell you what,
though. You get dual purpose out of it. So.
I was telling a couple of guys the other day, they were talking about DDP, and they were picking my brain about it. And I told them, DDP yoga is compatible with any fitness system that's real.
Yeah.
If that makes sense to you, you know what I mean? Anything that's real is compatible. It's not compatible with the nonsense stuff. It gets you so far above it.
I think what people don't get is when they look at the other programs, they feel like they have to be moving all over the place. And the reason that you're jumping and throwing your arms up in the air and, you know, doing all those high-impact movements is because they're trying to get your heart rate up anyway. DDP yoga with dynamic resistance and all the short moves, the low impact of it, you get so many different planes of movement that's going to jack up your cardio anyway without jamming your knees and your elbows and your shoulders and everything else. I don't think people get that. I think people think that you have to move like that to get your cardio up, but you don't.
That's
right, because they've been conditioned to think like that. Just like it's a funny thing, I mean, to kind of make an analogy, like when I work with younger guys breaking into the wrestling business, it's just like a common mistake is that they feel like they have to be doing something. They have to be moving around to entertain the people. And that's just one of the oldest rules in wrestling. I always remind them, I say, you know, you don't have to be moving. Or if you are moving, doesn't mean that you're actually doing something good out there.
You know, Rich.
You can do a lot without moving.
It's funny you say that because, like, I'm real close with Bob Backlund. I talk to him probably 4 or 5 times a week.
Oh, yeah, what an amazing person.
Well, I'll tell you what, he's the most physically fit guy in his 60s, I know. I mean, 60th birthday, he did 30 pull-ups with his feet parallel before.
Yeah.
And, like Bob says all the time, he says, when you've got a guy who can wrestle, it's easy. It's more difficult to go to the grocery store and push the cart than it is to have a 60-minute Broadway when you got a guy who knows what he's doing.
Absolutely.
You know, like he told me, like, one day him and Don Morocco, two Broadways, one in Washington and one in Baltimore.
Wow.
No
amazing.
Problem. Yeah, and, you know, no problem. Morocco was awesome at it, too. But that's the thing with a lot of these guys. They work much harder than they have to.
Well, I'll tell you a great story about Bob Backlund. Keith Mitchell, who's the executive producer for TNA, who is our producer at WCW, very good friend of mine, and awesome guy. This guy's been in the, you know, film the wrestling business. He actually filmed for Fritz Von Erich before he came to NWA, and it was WCW. He was there during the Turner whole thing. He guy's been filming wrestling for 30 years. He was telling me about when Bob Backlund came in and did that little stint with TNA a few years ago, and they were going to shoot a segment where, you know, one of the things that Bob's really known for is doing the step-ups. You know, give him a bench, he'll step up all day long on that bench. And they were going to do a segment where he was going to be in the background doing the step-ups. He was just going to be in the background doing the step-ups. And Bob went to him and said, well, what time are we going to shoot that? And he said, like, 4 o'clock. He said, okay, I'll be here at 3, and I'll start doing my step-ups. And Keith said, you don't have to do that. He said, no, I want to work up a sweat. He said, we don't have to do that. We'll just sprint you down. He said, that won't look realistic. I'll do the step-ups for an hour, make sure when you film it, it looks realistic.
Yeah. He told me that story.
That is just like, that is such an amazing dedication to his level of fitness, you know. And,
no, he does the wheel. He'll do 400 reps on the wheel straight, you know.
Yeah, he's amazing. He really is amazing. I tell you what, he's one of those guys I truly have to feel like I've been blessed to meet him. I met him at one of the wrestling reunions up north a couple years ago, and talked to him for a while, and just he was telling me, I guess his wife was a PE teacher, right?
Yeah, she's a gym teacher. Yeah.
And of course I had my degree, and I did that for several years in between wrestling and all that. But he's an awesome guy. He's one of those guys
he's got the original ones. He does some of the stretch movements, you know. And because Paige, I had him and Paige booked together at the NWA convention a few years ago in Atlanta. So the three of us went out to dinner afterwards. So it was kind of a nice conversation, you know. But he's just another one of those guys, you know, does stretch and does his deal, you know.
Yeah.
I'll tell you,
put him in the grave. I do believe that.
Excuse me?
I think he'll definitely be working out until they put him in the grave.
Oh, yeah. he's
just one of those guys, you know. He's a Jack LaLanne type guy.
He still claims he could do one more run if they gave him a shot, you know, and I think
absolutely.
He could.
I believe that 100%. I wouldn't want to get in there wrestling right now, so I'll tell you that.
No, he's tough. He's a good guy. But I'll tell you, it's you can't beat his DDP yoga. Anyone who doesn't, it's crazy. Absolutely crazy.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's I'm just really, really happy to see the momentum it's built over the last few months, you know, and of course, you know, I think it's only going to continue.
And if guys like you and Mark Miro and other guys start putting it over more, and there's the current younger guys start doing it, it's going to take off.
Zack Ryder just tweeted a picture of himself after doing Red Hot Cord like 5 minutes ago, and I talked to Stevie Richards a couple of days ago, and he was telling everybody he could at the ECW show about it too.
Yeah.
Guys just love it. It's amazing.
Well, I'll tell you another example of my commitment to DDP yoga is I've worn the same black sleeveless T-shirt and I put it in my wrestling bag pretty much. I got it around the time I left WCW, so that was in, you know, like around, you know, middle of 2001, and I've kept that shirt. It was like my tradition. Like I've worn that shirt. It was from an independent promotion of guys that I worked for, and I like this guy, a buddy of mine. And I've worn that same shirt to warm up with since 2001, all these shows I worked. So, you know, over 10 years now. And Paige gave me a DDP yoga shirt down in Miami. I immediately took it home, cut the sleeves out of it, of course, And then and that's my new shirt that travels in my bag with me is
nice.
The warm up with is DDP yoga, because I figure that's the best way for me to start a conversation with some of these younger guys is for me to them to see me wearing the shirt and you know, just to kind of it's a great conversation starter, and I wear it to the gym a lot, you know, and it's amazing, you know, because I can do a move or something. People say, well, hey, what is that? And I say, well, it's this, you know, you see this on my t-shirt, it's just this workout, you know, and so kind of had to stretch it a little bit because all the biggest you have is an XL. So yeah, I don't only wear a double X, but I've kind of stretched it beyond repair. But other than that, you know, it's still working.
Yeah, I'll tell you what's awesome is that ten minute warm up stretch deal.
Yeah.
That's
the wake up.
No, the one on the extreme yoga, the 10
oh,
minute.
Oh yes, yes.
Knee, back, and hip.
No, that's 40 minutes. That's unbelievable. But the 10-minute one is awesome. I do that probably a couple times a day.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah, absolutely. I will say I do love the wake-up workout because I get up at 6 a.m. And I'm telling you, I mean, it's like I'm on autopilot for the first 30 minutes, you know, and it's just the funny thing is like I love my coffee in the morning. But if I do that workout just to wake up, it just kicks my body into gear where I drink less coffee, you know, and for me, that's a huge thing. It's just like a natural, almost natural energy boost without me having to drink coffee. I mean, I'll still have like one cup or something, but sometimes I'll have, if I don't do something like that, I'll have 3 or 4 cups of coffee in the morning, you know? So it's a, it's definitely like a natural energy boost for me in the morning. And I love it because it's just like I get my day off to such a great start. It really, and that sounds like such a cheesy infomercial to say that, but it's true. It really is.
Oh, it's true. And I'll tell you what, and like another cheesy one is if anyone out there in radio land ever gets the opportunity to do the workout with DDP, you got to do it too. It triples
yeah.
your game. It gets you so pumped up. We did it once.
Yeah.
I did the workout with the MMA guys, Rob Van Dam and Justin McCulley.
Yeah, yeah, we've got that on the RVD video that we've got up on the site, and the Justin McCulley video, too.
Yeah, I'm the guy, Justin McCulley, I'm the guy that he shows choking out, and he throws me around a little bit in the end.
Yeah.
That's me. And then, but I'll tell you what, though, here's another one. We did it with China in New Jersey. You should have seen China doing DDP yoga. That was
oh,
hilarious.
Really?
Yeah, she did it with us one day.
Nice.
Fucking awesome. I haven't heard anyone who did it say it wasn't unbelievable.
Yeah, the only complaint I've heard about it is one of the MMA guys, I'm not going to call him out, but Dallas, you know, decided to take him to a psycho workout, and he said it was too hard.
I'll tell you what, I tell people all the time that, you know, Mark Merrill and I love Mark, but when me and my Paige get together, I mean, we laugh so much at Paige just because we can't. You know, we always say that that Paige is like our mulligan. You know, a guy gave us a mulligan on Paige. We can make fun of Paige. But one thing that Mark and I always joke about, I mean, we joke between each other, but we mean it sincerely. And Robert's heard me say this 100 times is, I tell people all the time, I say, you know, whether you like Paige or you don't like Paige, don't dare bet against him because he will outwork you, you know. And it's just one thing that I love about the guy is that he, you know, if someone wants to challenge him or whatever, I mean, he walks the walk. You know, I mean, he does. I mean, I love the fact that he, when people say, oh, wait, I, and it's one of my favorite quotes. I'm a big guy on quotes. One of my favorite quotes that I've actually, you know, borrowed from Paige is when I hear people say, you know, well, I don't think I can do that or I can't do that, is I took it right off of his, you know, his Own Your Life CD is always make sure you follow that up with the word yes. You know, and instead of saying I can't, or if you slip and say I can't, just make sure you say, I can't yet. And that yes is such a huge word, you know, and it's such a powerful word if you use it the right way. Because saying yet makes it possible, you know.
Yeah.
And then when you say, I can't long enough, you convince yourself that it's not doable, it's not possible. But if you say, I can't yet, now all of a sudden you make it possible. And
yeah.
that's a huge, huge difference in just how you phrase something. And, you know, and just taking something like that, just a simple phrase and adjusting it just a little bit, you know, makes all the difference in the world. And, you know, that being said, I put on my Facebook, I think yesterday, last Friday I was in, there was a Chinese buffet that me and Tonga, Haku, King Haku from WWE, and when it was Ming in WCW with us, we always go eat the Chinese buffet, and of course I eat strictly healthy when I'm there with him. But I got a fortune cookie, and I put the fortune, what it said on Facebook, I think yesterday. And it said the difference between dreamers and achievers is just action. That's the difference. Dreamers will sit around and talk about it all day long. Achievers are the ones that will get up and actually take massive action. And you say, "Oh, we'll just get up and do it." No, just take massive action. Think about that phrase, massive action. That means get off your butt and go do it. Not, as Paige says, not tomorrow, now. and just saying, I'm going to take massive action. I mean, this sounds like you're going to do something great. And massive action can mean just doing the first 10 minutes of one of the DDP yoga workouts, that's what all you can do at first. But when you convince yourself, I took massive action, that sounds a lot more impactful than just saying, oh, I just decided to start doing it,
Yeah, it's like you want to do it or you want to own it.
It's your mindset. And words are powerful, Probably the worst phrase in the world was Mark Merrill uses in his presentation that he does. One of the most misunderstood phrases in the world are, that sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. I mean, that's the biggest BS in the world. I mean, names do hurt people, and people who struggle with being overweight or even being obese, things like that. I mean, being told that there's no way they can lose that weight, there's no way they can do this or that, that's just as big of a roadblock for them as anything else could possibly be. And that being said, I do have to give a huge shout out to one of my longtime friends. I don't know if anybody watched The Biggest Loser last night, but Kim Nielsen, who actually ended up getting second place. I actually trained Kim back in 2001 when she was a fitness competitor, and she was like the real deal fitness competitor. I mean, she was doing the where you do the obstacle course and then you do the bikini contest and all that stuff. I mean, it was like the real deal thing. I trained her for that back when I had my sports training center in Atlanta. And then I actually introduced her to Dusty, and she trained at Dusty's training center when we had Turnbuckle Championship Wrestling. She went on to TNA Wrestling and actually ended up breaking her back in two places in a match. Finished the match. And then ended up stepping out of wrestling, ended up having, I think, one or two kids, and then gained a ton of weight. I mean, she weighed in when they first started the show 7 months ago at, like, nearly 260 pounds. And I don't know if anybody saw the show last night. Yeah. She looked amazing.
She was absolutely phenomenal.
Honestly, I think she was.
Did she win the show?
She got second. She got runner-up. Only because, listen to this, the guy who won, God bless him, lost 199 pounds in 7 months.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy.
He was 190.
God bless him. Yeah, and she had to lose 122 pounds, with the way the formula was. She had to lose 122 pounds to beat him. I think she lost 118. She lost 42% of her body weight.
When I hear about that, especially the guy who lost 199, I have to wonder how safe that is.
Yeah. You know what? Me too. I honestly, you look at that. That's the one thing I said to my friends last night when we were watching the show. As I said, that guy has I sincerely hope that he stays on track and hopefully he will. But I said that guy. The top three, it was a brother and sister. Those two have much more of a chance of slipping back to what they were. And Kim, I guarantee you, will not, because, one, she's a competitive athlete. She has a competitive drive in her. She needed something to spur her back to this point where she – and I will tell you right now, she's like the runner-up of American Idol. I do believe she'll go on to have more success related to being on The Biggest Loser than anybody else on this season, because she's driven. Let's face it, she's gorgeous. That doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
But she's still humble, and she's got a great story. And I do believe that she will stay in. She will be a living, breathing example of of this. And this is why I want to try to get. And that's one of my missions here over the next couple of weeks is to get her hooked up with Paige, because she lives in Atlanta, and try to get them connected as far as the DDP yoga workout, because what a great publicity thing for us if we can get her buying into that. And you know what? I mean, it's one of those things where Paige came down to help at Dusty's school when Dusty was when we were training everybody, and I'm sure he, did whatever to, probably played a hand to help and train Kim back then. So it's kind of like, I kind of feel like maybe at some point I knew there's got to be a way where Kim probably owes DDP a favor there. So, if she would have won, I mean, there's no challenge. But I'll tell you, it's just like in American Idol. A lot of times the runner-up ends up gaining just as much notoriety as the one who won it. And I know her. I mean, she's on the mission now. And I knew, when I saw her on the first episode, I was like, and I remember what she said to the trainer. The trainer, when he found out she was a wrestler, and she said, "I'm not going to quit." And he said, "I'm going to have fun training you." And she just, "You got it." And it was just that look in her eye. I was like, "I'm here. I'm gonna do everything I can to win this." And
she was
absolutely amazing last night. Yeah. Amazing.
She was the only one, Ray, watching that entire show, who had the grit and the determination every day that she went in. She never had, like, everybody at some point in that show had an "I quit." This season, they actually had people who were more concerned about winning than making their lives better, that they actually walked off her show. From the beginning, she said, "I'm going to win it."
Right.
And, man, 4 pounds. But like you said, coming in second. And you could tell, like you said, she's not going to go back to it because she's been where she's at right now and before, and she looks amazing.
She was, I think she's made the right connections to where she'll have people who will keep her on track. And I mean, she's a great story. She's a great inspiration. And she's walked the walk. I mean, she, when I first saw her on, I made sure to watch the first episode.
Yeah.
I was kind of blown away. I knew she had gained weight, but because on her Facebook page, she only had pictures of her back when she was, back still very active and not overweight. So I never saw her. One of my other good friends who is someone who has struggled with weight for a long time, and actually Kim wanted her to do the initial trial with her, but she was so heavy, it would not have been a smart move for her health wise. But she had told me, that Kim was going to try this, and as soon as she told me she was going to try it, I said, "Well, if she gets picked, she's got a darn good chance of winning, because I know Kim's drive." And she's a great story. I mean, she made herself back into the person that she always knew she was. That's such an empowering story. It really is.
If you can make that happen, put her together with Paige, that would be awesome.
Yeah, I'm definitely, because my friend Susan, who I know I can go through, I'm pretty much sure over the next few weeks or so, probably going to be a little bit of a whirlwind for her, probably doing appearances and stuff, but I can definitely get a word to her, and we'll see what we can do there. So, but
that'd be awesome.
What a great thing for her too to be able to really honestly get Paige, get someone who's that female voice, who's people have seen the transformation. To have her, and being that she's in Atlanta, to me it's kind of like a no-brainer. So we'll see if we can definitely make that happen. So,
well, not only that, but I mean, the first thing that I thought of was DDP Yoga when you talked about her broken back. I mean, it would be custom made for her.
And if you saw how that injury happened to her, it looked like she came right down on her shoulders where her head was tucked into her chest, and the rest of her body was thrown up over. It was ugly.
It's painful to watch, and they showed it several times throughout the season. And I just tell you, it's a testament to her grit. She finished the match. I mean, she could have just laid there and said that's it, but
and a lot of people would have.
Yeah. I mean, it says a lot about who she is, and that's why when she got picked for the show, I was like, I'll tell you what, everybody else is in for a long haul because she's going to bring it. Because she was, it's like I say, she was sick and tired of being sick and tired. And that's where everybody has to get to that point. You have to get to the point where you get mad enough to say, "That's it, damn it, I'm going to do something about this." And she was at that point. And she found the biggest loser being that platform to her to say, you know what, I'm done living this life, And so anyway, I think she's got a really bright future ahead of her as far as being able to promote health and wellness. And she's a perfect poster girl, or whatever you want to call it, for that, because I mean, she's you know, she's gone to that far extreme and she's come back. And so, but anyway, guys, I actually, it's let's see, almost an hour since you got started, but I'm probably going to sign off here and as always, I appreciate you guys letting me come on and be a voice for Paige's workout, because you guys know how much I believe in it, and you know how much I believe in Paige, and you know, I always say I love him like a crazy big brother. So,
sweet.
No,
good
no,
to hear from you, Ray.
Yeah, I'd love to have you on the show whenever you have time, bro.
Yep.
Yeah, you guys know. I mean, any, especially even at the last minute, if you guys need somebody to come on and even fill in, you know, I'll always be there. But, yeah, the main thing is I just want to let people know that as far as my video blog that I'm still doing, it's just dreamsinthering.com. So make sure you check it out and please spread the word. And everything I do for that on that video blog is done strictly from the passion of my heart to spread what I've been so blessed to learn over the last 25 years of wrestling. And I'm just trying to help the new generation that's coming up and give them some guidance as to – how to do it right. So,
awesome.
So anyway, thanks, I'm gonna sign off, guys. You guys have a great evening.
Yeah, you too, bro.
Okay, take care.
Okay. All right, man.
Wow, that's amazing. Every time Ray comes on, he has so much stuff, and it's like every time he talks, I keep thinking about something that would be good to run with. You could probably do 5 different shows on the stuff that he gives.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, and he ends up talking quickly, too. So, yeah, there's usually a lot going on.
Yeah, I find myself doing a lot of, like, trying to jump in. But, you know, really, what can you say to top what Ray has to say most of the time? Because he is just all energy, positive, you know, and motivation. It's just he's like the complete package. Cool. And actually, everything he just went through talking about Kim, who was on The Biggest Loser, to bring that up is perfect for some of the stuff that we were talking about tonight and what he ended with. And you know, if you want to get to the you that you see yourself being, you've got to be sick and tired of being sick and tired. Nobody who's comfortable where they're at today is ever going to be where they see themselves in the future. So, you know, it took me being sick and tired of being 233 pounds, not being able to walk, not being able to tie my shoe, you know, not being able to go to bed without propping myself up because I had acid reflux so bad that I couldn't sleep without, you know, without getting sick in bed at night. To actually figure out that I needed to get going somewhere.
Yeah, there's usually that aha moment that everybody gets when you realize you've got to do something.
Yeah, and the funny thing is once you take the journey and you go down the path, now I'm convinced you have to do it more than 3 months. The 90-day transformations are awesome. So anybody out there working right now, 30, 60, 90 days, keep it going. You know, Robert and I are always on the lookout for people, always on the lookout for new ideas and showcasing your progress. But we also want to see you a year from now, because those people who are here a year from now, like if I get a little lazy, which, you know, I will tell you, once you put the work in, it's okay because you know what you need to do to get back. But if you get a little lazy, like it's been a couple days for me, you know, 5 pounds, I am insane out of my mind if I put 5 pounds on, and that can just be water weight in a week. But it drives me crazy now.
Yeah,
know?
I can second that because I have to listen to it.
But the old me, man, could you imagine listening to me if I was the old me? It would have taken me 30 pounds to be that concerned.
Yeah, well, I don't think I'd be able to hear the old you over the sound of Doritos, man.
Yeah. So we're coming up at the end of the show. I never threw the number out. So anybody with a late question, if you want to call in 347-994-1216, you can definitely give us a last minute call or throw your questions up in the chat, and we'll absolutely get to them. You know, one thing, Robert, we wanted to touch on was heart monitors, and you know,
yes,
how good our customer service is and some of the things that have been going on in the forum with heart monitors.
I sort of was popping in and telling people I got a great heart monitor that I love using. And actually, through a conversation with you in Dallas, you know, I found out we've got amazing customer service and great support for the heart monitor. And if you want to tell people a little bit more about the one that comes with the package, what we're doing for people.
Well, there's a couple different things. Number one, there have been some intermittent problems with the heart monitors. And, you know, if you do just if you have an issue with it, some people have it where it doesn't work properly. It won't keep working properly. If you've bought yours in the last 60 days or so, drop me an email at robert@dallaspage.com and we will do our best to take care of you. And we've also got some, we've partnered with another company, which we're working on getting a brand new Omron heart rate monitors, which, you know, our boy Sparky talked
right
up a little bit. So, yeah, we're going to get those in hopefully in another week or two to replace what we have now.
That's too cool. So, so yeah, guys, it's like we've been out there talking. You know, I talk a little bit about the Omron, and since we dropped it, you know, if that works out, they'll be great. And even if they get another one, you know, the coolest thing about Robert and the coolest thing about DDP and the coolest thing about DDP Yoga and the community is that they are here to stand behind it. DDP and Robert, you know, they want to make sure that what you get, they're standing behind it, and
yes,
what's coming out just works. So, you know, the approach is, yeah, get it to Robert if you got an issue, and, you know, they're going to take care of you as best we can.
Yeah, you said it perfectly. I mean, that pretty much echoed what Dallas said, is we don't want anything out there that we can't stand behind. And we've had, I don't know what the issue is. I mean, originally the heart monitors were great, and I guess maybe just as we're selling more and more out, we've gotten a couple of complaints about them. So we don't want anything out that we can't stand behind.
Yeah, and the best part is to say something about it, because I know what had been happening is I would hear somebody in chat, or I would catch somebody in the forums just saying, hey, it's not registering. And, you know, what a lot of people were saying is, I put the heart strap on, I put my wristwatch on. And I actually saw this live because mine did it and my dad's did it. But, you know, it zeroes out in the middle of your workout, and you're like, wait a second, I know I'm busting my ass. So you do the typical things, and, you know, you check, you make sure the contacts are wet and whatnot. What you want to do, you can check and make sure that you got a fresh battery in there. But if something else is going on, make sure you bubble it up to Robert at, you said robert@dallaspage.com, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you say something about it, you know, Robert and DDP really aren't going to know about it. So it's better to say something so they know what's going on and can figure it out for us. So it's cool. I think it's cool that you guys are doing that. And I'm actually glad I said something.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, because, I mean, you were initially a little worried that Dallas was going to get mad at you, but, you know, his concern is we want to put out the best products possible, and that's the bottom line.
Because PDP said so.
I wasn't going to go there.
I almost did. It started coming out. I'm in, you know, I'm almost at punch drunk stage where, you know, verbal diarrhea is the norm, so. Which is just
unreal. Oh, and the in case anybody was wondering, I mentioned in the chat room that you may not have known, Sparky. Well, when Glacier and Officer X were getting going, they kept talking about doing what was his name? I want to say Bagwell. The wrestler they were talking about, whose name escapes me. He's a legend, and they shouldn't. But they were talking about him. Bob Backlund. Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
I was coming up with Bagwell. I don't know why. Probably because his name's been in the news. But they were talking about him doing a 16-minute Broadway, which is old-school wrestling slang, which means a match that ends in a draw. So just in case anybody was wondering what that meant.
That's pretty cool. That's our, you know, wrestling 101 from Robert for this evening.
Mm-hmm. I got a little section in last week about the what a mark meant, too. So.
Yeah. Well, Phyllis, explain this. You know, we were talking a little bit ago. You know, one of the ugliest things, I was watching some footage this week. You know, when do they have a name for when they bring
you know, talent on that's like pop culture talent that just sucks.
I don't know if they have a specific name for it that we can really say on the air, but, you know, I don't think that there's not a specific wrestling lingo that I'm familiar with. I mean, I don't know everything that there is to know about the business. You know, I do know most than the average person does, just because of my associations. But, you know, everybody knows why they do it. They know why they have people like Mike Tyson
yeah.
involved with different things. And I don't think the boys really like it, but, you know, it is what it is. It builds interest.
It got so crazy in the WCW days. I almost was going to try to open an angle with Glacier about it when Ray was talking about it, because Ray talks about turning 49 and 50. And actually, if you look at him, other than, like, you know, some thickness that he's got, Ray looks awesome. He looks like he does now, like he did 10 years ago, you know, like
yeah.
he did 15 years ago. He looks exactly the same. But you look at some of these guys, and, you know, I started looking up matches with the Misfits is kind of where I was going with that, because I'm a Misfits fan. I find out that, you know, Doyle, who is a guitarist for the Misfits, is hooking up with Glenn Danzig, and they're going to do some concerts around. They're doing some touring right now.
Nice.
Yeah, which is cool. They're doing, like, some Sam Hain stuff, some Danzig stuff, some Misfit stuff. And I was like, oh, I remember when they were in WCW. That was awesome.
Yo.
And so I actually brought up and watched the match over again, and it was like Dr. Death and Doyle. And I'm surprised Dr. Death didn't get so pissed off he just popped his head off.
Oh, yeah, it was an absolute train wreck. I mean, missed spot after missed spot.
Yeah, it's like Doyle would stand there, and it's almost like Dr. Death would punch him into place and then grab him and throw him into the ropes. And then Doyle would hit the ropes and just be like, am I supposed to bounce off of these? I don't know. Where am I going again? And then, I just thought they were going to open up in the fisticuffs. And that was right around the period when they had the whole, I forget the guy, Ferraro? That was doing the JR ripoff. That was just completely tasteless, tackless. Awful.
Yeah, ridiculous. And let me see. Jay, yes, I am going to answer Katie's question. She said, and you can answer this too, of course. I'll let you. It says, is it effective to do two fat burners in a day as it would be to move up and do below the belt? I'd say it's what, you know, you got to listen to your body. It's always good to do a little bit of, practice a little bit of muscle confusion. But I'm not sure you have to do that in the same day. So, if you know, I'm saying
yeah.
six and one half dozen of the other, you know?
Yeah, Katie, I agree with you, Robert. I think whatever you feel like doing, whatever you like, personally, I like the achievement of coming out and saying, I just crushed two fat burners in a row. You know, if you do below the belt, sometimes below the belt is really killer for what it's named for, below the belt, fat burner gets a couple of other things in.
Mm-hmm.
But seriously, the key is engagement. It comes up over and over. And as we get new people, engagement is tough to address for people who are new because, you know, they're used to, okay, let me flex in the mirror. They're flexing a bicep or they're flexing their tricep, but they're never putting the biceps, you know, traps. Their triceps, their chest, their forearms, their fingers, their hands, everything together at once. I tell you, the better you get at doing that, you could even throw two energies together and have a banging workout.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're creating your own difficulty there. And it's, you know, even with a short workout like that.
Yeah. And honestly, for people, if you're looking at, like, fat burners and you're looking at challenging yourself and you've gone through a couple things like fat burner, you've gone below the belt, or even if you've gotten up in the diamond cutter and you're like, I don't really feel it, the best advice I could give you is focus on engagement by going back to energy. Don't throw away the old workouts because you're always going to get something out of them. Don't think you always have to push yourself on diamond cutter because you can really push yourself on energy. The best thing about energy is he has that one so slowed down that you can actually
not worry about where you have to hit the positions, because by the time you've done it for two or three other workouts, or you've done DDP yoga for 30 days, you can go back to energy. Now you know the moves. You don't have to focus on the moves. They're going so slow, you don't have to focus on the transition between moves. The only thing that's left for you to do is breathe and engage.
Yep.
So that's the perfect workout to go back and teach yourself how to really engage and how to really breathe the way he's talking about it. Because BDP yoga takes some coordination and takes some effort to learn.
Absolutely. And yeah, Katie just said that she's afraid to try the diamond cutter. Don't be. I mean, it's a long workout, but if you can get through the stand up, if you can get through some of the 30 or 40 minute workouts, you can do the diamond cutter. You may have to modify some of those positions, especially some of the ones at the end. But you know, challenging yourself like that is a good way to find out where you're at and what you need to work on.
And honestly, if you've never done it, Katie, I don't know where you're at with your engagement or, you know, with the workouts, and if you're scared of it, it never hurts. Like, if you do a fat burner, let's say, and that's what you want to do that day, it never hurts. If you want to throw a diamond cutter in, don't even engage. Do your regular workout, throw a diamond cutter in, and just kind of do the motions to get used to it. And then you can't say, oh, I'm scared to do it because I haven't done it yet. You already did it. The next time you do it, throw the engagement in.
Yeah, because, I mean, when I'm not feeling, because one of the things that I've been working on is my wrists, and my wrists still aren't as strong as they should be. So, you know, a lot of workouts, I'll go on my fists. So no matter where you are, don't be afraid to modify it.
Yeah, absolutely not. Like, there are times, like, when he gets into the longer workouts, you have DR cables and whatnot, like, I got the weakest shoulders, and trying to hold my arms out for as long as they do doing the DR rows and whatnot, I just have to alternate and go down and do some DR curls and stuff, because I just can't hold it out there for so long, you know?
Oh, absolutely. The DR curls are the ones that give me the biggest fits.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So they're tough to get through. But, man, I can't think of anything else that I really want to hit, too.
No, I think I'm good. I hit my wrestling section for the week, so that's good. That's taken care of.
Yeah, no, it's like I kind of hit mine, too. That whole Misfits thing has been on my mind. It's like, I love the music, but I just had to get it out about how bad that match was and how bad that time period was.
There was some great – I mean, that was right after the best wrestling in the world. I mean, so
– yeah.
Yeah,
well,
some of the
remember,
best. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And I was going to say, they actually had some good gimmicks, too, because, like, you know, I thought Vampiro's gimmick was pretty good. You know, he was, like, sort of one of the first, I don't know, not necessarily one of the first dark guys, but, you know, that sort of had that evil demon kind of thing. And then they had the demon who had that whole kiss thing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I really liked the demon didn't last long. And the original plan for that was that they were going to have multiple Kiss characters come along, but there was something that happened with the agreements or something that it had to be scrapped, which I'm kind of glad they didn't go over. But I really like the demon. Vampiro. He was one of my favorites to watch back then, at least in that short period. I was going to say Dale Tolberg, but Dale Tolberg was the demon. Vampiro, I actually saw Vampiro, met him in a bar, God, like 6-7 years ago, and he walks in wearing a sweater and these little booky glasses, and he just looked like he belonged in the library.
Yeah, I was looking up some of his stuff on WCW now, and like without the hair and the makeup and stuff, it's just like, yeah, he does look like a totally different person. You know, around that time, when was that about the same time that Chris was doing Mortis?
That was after Chris was doing Mortis. If my memory serves me correctly, it was after he had become Canyon, because remember Canyon ended right after the NWO came in.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mortis ended it right as the NWO came in, and then he became more of the Canyon character to feud with DDP and Raven and all those, and then it kind of went downhill.
And that's when they started, when they went downhill, was when they brought in Dale Tolberg and a lot of the other guys, like the Insane Clown Posse.
Oh, God, don't start that, because, yeah, there's a lot of things I could say about that, but I don't want to get hate mail from the Juggalos or whatever the hell they're called.
Yeah, let's just skip that. Hey, well, since we're taking a brief moment to talk about wrestling, have you been keeping up with what's been going on lately?
On WWE?
Yes.
No, I've got like, you know, I catch up about every 3 weeks, and I haven't watched in about 3 weeks, so.
Okay, yeah, so, yeah, it's actually been, I really like where they're going with the product, so I was hoping to have an educated conversation with you, but I can't even have that.
Well, we can catch that next week with everything, man.
Okay, good, sounds good.
Yeah. I'll have to go study now. Now I have a project for next week's show.
Yeah, absolutely.
And yeah. That's a goal. Goals are good.
Well, you know, one of the things that I was going to bring up, and one of the things maybe you could look for, is that they're using, especially with Brock Lesnar versus John Cena, they're getting a lot more stiff with a lot of the things they're doing and selling the injury angles a lot more. So I like that trend of how they're doing it.
Okay. I'll have to check that out. Definitely. Yeah, you know, It's been long enough for that I've seen it. It might have been longer than 3 weeks. I saw Brock's when they introduced Brock, when he came out and hit Cena, and I haven't seen a Raw since.
Yeah, the they're still, they've got to do something stupid in every episode, something that you make you wonder what the hell they're thinking on every episode. But generally, yeah. I think that they've really improved a lot over the last 6 months to a year.
Oh, they've done a lot. They've done a lot of good. You know, a lot of people are telling, like, I've seen people complaining about how they're bringing some of the old guys back and whatnot. But I tell you what, right now it's talent. It's created buzz. You know. Jericho is just as good as he's ever been. He looks amazing. He was one of the most talented technical wrestlers they've ever had,
mm-hmm.
In my opinion, not just being a fan. At least that's what Katie tells me. And she's a huge fan too. But no, he's phenomenal. And, you know, Brock leaving and coming back, he's coming back to WWE with a greater fan base than he ever had when he left. So, him coming back is pretty big for I thought was pretty big for WWE, but I got to get back into it to see what's going on.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, one of the problems that they've had is from the Stone Cold and the Rock eras, there's not a lot of guys they built up to that could handle the superstar status. You know, there's a lot of guys that are coming up, like The Miz and Kofi Kingston and CM Punk is getting up there, but there's kind of a void there, so they kind of had to bring some of the older guys back.
Yeah, it's tough because and like you said, that was probably like one of the problems is trying to get some of these guys over. It was just, I don't know, it just wasn't happening. It was really tough, and it's like, you know, from what I've seen, Funkasaurus has kind of toned things back a little bit, so. You know, what he was doing was a little too over the top, at least for me anyway.
Yeah, and, you know, I really like, as goofy as it is, and I really like the more realistic kind of gimmicks, but as goofy as his gimmick is, it fits him and it works for him. And it, the crowd loves it, so, you know, why not?
Yeah. I mean, every once in a while you need something like that because not everybody can be a badass, but I think they needed a higher, a higher level of badass than what they had. They had a lot of talkers, you know, a lot of guys. I don't want to call them workers, so to speak. But anyway,
well, a lot of them were more workers. I mean, but you brought in Lesnar, who, from what I understand, thanks to Paul Heyman, can now talk. Can now, you know, he can put a sentence together by himself, which is pretty impressive. And of course, you've got the biggest heel in the world right now, John Laurinaitis, which. You know, that's awesome. I think you can't have a really big baby face unless you have a great heel.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Like, one can't run without the other.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can't, I mean, you. If you look at Cena now, just over the last few weeks, and you'll see it when you watch last night's Raw,
he's gonna he'll never get 100% pop or even close to it like The Rock does, but he's getting more over than he has in years, and it's just because people hate Lesnar and they hate John. I always want to call him John Laurinaitis, but laryngitis is what I always want to call him. But those guys,
dude,
are,
that's perfect. No, that's cool though, because like that was one of my problems with Cena is like, you know, at the point where he was before they brought Lesnar in, he was just such the, and for lack of a better term, like the goody two shoes, you know, company boy just popped in my head. It was like, you know, always sunshine and rainbows with him. It's like, you know, anyway.
Well, I mean, for the longest time, he was pushed down the fans' throats for years, and that's no knock against him because he's got one of the biggest work ethics I've ever seen. But and that guy will wrestle through injury. It doesn't matter. He's going to be there. But you can't take somebody and just shove them down the fans' throats without negative reaction. You know, and it happened for a long time where they tried to build them up without the fans being behind them first.
Yeah, because you always want some buy-in into who your guy is. And, like, you know, Dallas coined the term originally people's champ. And that's why he was so good at it, you know. That's why he was so good, I thought, when he was in the ring, because he did everything he needed to do to have the fans buy into him. And I think anybody who's going to get over like that has to have a little bit of the people's champ inside of them, or else, you know, has to have sort of that base around them, or they're not going to do it. Like you said, they could try to push him as much as they want to get him over, try to put him against, you know, their biggest, darkest badass, but it's never going to happen if you know, the people aren't behind him.
Yeah, absolutely. And and that's what he used to do, because he knew he was, you know, he was a lot older than the other guys. He, you know, started off as a manager, so he had an uphill battle, but his focus was, how do you make the people care? And that's what he figured out, and that's what they dropped the ball with Cena. And, you know, like, Katie and Jay and everybody's saying that he probably needs a break. I'm sure he does, because he's been going 90 miles an hour for 12 years. But, you know, that's how do you make the people care? That's what the bottom line is. And you know, until the people care, you're not going to get over it.
Yep.
At least from my, and, you know, the one, I've mentioned this on the show before. The one thing I always say is that, you know, well, do you remember the Jake Roberts quote?
No, I might if you say it.
Years and years ago, I had a conversation with Jake Roberts, and I'm trying to tell him, yes, I know a lot about the wrestling business, but more importantly, I know that I don't know everything, because as I always say this, until you step into the ring, you don't know a shit. So I have my opinions, but, you know, I've never been in the ring, so that can only take me so far.
Crazy. Man, this might be a good time for me to sign off. Anyway, I'm starting to learn power on everything. This is awesome. Wonderful to show.
Okay, well, before we lose everything, let's just let you do your outro, man.
Which I don't even know what that is right now, but I do know if the 10% comes knocking, kick it in the ass. Live life at 90%.
Checked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Diamond cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.